Okay, welcome to today's Central Asia Live, where we take a look at social changes and issues affecting daily life in the region. My name is Bermet Talant, and this talk is hosted by Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. RFERL has more than 200 journalists from the region and provides news in all five local languages, as well as Russian and English. Before the COVID pandemic forced international borders shut, the Central Asian countries pinned their hopes on international tourism to bring revenues and create jobs. Governments relaxed visa rules and invested in promotion. Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, for instance, flew dozens of foreign influencers in to boost their image on social media. The World Nomad Games, the Olympics for ethnic sports hosted by Kyrgyzstan, were a big success too, bringing in foreign athletes and spectators and making international headlines. The number of visitors grew. Some glowing reviews appeared in the media. CNN called Uzbekistan a top travel destination for 2020, while Tajikistan was featured in a New York Times article among the best places to visit that year. Since then, flights have resumed. The borders have reopened and COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted. But the tourism industry in Central Asia doesn't seem to be fully back on its feet yet. Today we're talking about how things are going for the sector this summer, usually a peak tourist season, at least in parts of the region. Joining us today, Umeda Kurbanbekova, a guide from Tajikistan who runs her own travel agency, and Azamat Mamataliulu, also a mountain guide, as well as a photographer from Kyrgyzstan. Great to have you both here today. Before we continue, if you have a question or a comment, you can press request in your Twitter mobile app and we'll bring you in. Or you can send a direct message to @RVRL or reply to a tweet pinned in this space. Hi, Azamat. This is a busy time of the year for you. Tell us where you are and what is it like there?
Hello, all of you. So let's check the signal first because I'm on the mountain and I'm not sure, can you hear me or not?
Yes, we can hear you very well. So tell us where you are and what is it like there?
I am sitting on the mountain, which is called village, which is called Murdash, one of the best destinations, one of the best and beautiful destinations in the Alay Mountains in Osh District, southern part of Kyrgyzstan. And I'm sitting here because this is the only place where I can normally dance.
Your connection is breaking out actually a little bit.
Okay. So I will try to sit not moving. We have our family. We have a youth camp in two different places. And I organize trekking, hiking, cultural tours to my village and overall to Alay Mountains. And right now I can see the most beautiful mountains in Alay. So it's beautiful here. And right now we have a tourist from Israel, one family. They are resting now in the village as we had an amazing hiking tour yesterday here. And yeah.
Amazing. So you started working in tourism in 2019, right before the pandemic. Could you tell us how much your work has changed over the past 3 years?
Actually, if you ask any guide or travel company, representative, what's the best travel, tourism season in your life? Everyone definitely will answer, 2018, it was the best ever season for all of people, you know? And, I don't remember even a day without a tour, without, working with tourists. Yeah, 2019 was a peak of tourism season in Kyrgyzstan. And when you go to Sarychelek, when you go just to Osh, or when in Osh Bazar, you will definitely meet a lot of tourists. So yeah, it was kind of really amazing at that year. But comparing to 2021 or this year, can't even combine last seasons with 2019. It was amazing. We USA and ending up with Australia, New Zealand. You know, it was really amazing.
Okay, so your connection actually isn't great, so I would like to get back to you a bit later. Maybe it will improve. Umeda, you've been in this business for much longer, for over 20 years. What brought you into it?
Hello, everyone. Have a nice day. My name is Umeda. So just now, to talk about my experience, I think it's too much long because I have very hard way on this destination because the tourism is very young in our site. I mean, so until 20 years in my experience, I'm continued to upgrade, to develop to my experience because I think the tourism is the that system which is cannot stay and we cannot working on it with the old experience or as they did before in Soviet Union. Just now, everywhere we should to try more have advertised and of course to preparing good specials because the main is all concise from the specials. This is my own opinion. And about...
So how did you start in this business? You started in 2001.
Yeah, I when I graduated my university, I'm interpreter of English language. First time when the people, of course, I'm going for the practice to administration of president in the department for translate to be a translator. Then, as a, my character, I don't like to have any. government offices to working, so to the, my day was very not interesting. And I first time when I go for a practice to Republican, this is only one of our old organization which was founded by government for excursion and tourism. I was study. I was start my tourism experience there as a. Just only working by preparing foreigner passports for our people. And after a few times, maybe every day I say to my parents, I cannot work in this way. But when I'm come to this river, I always call my system as a river, and to learning how to swim in the right way, it was very difficult for me. But when I start to learning how to be free for myself, to have enough time for spending time for my family, I'm choosing the tourism because it's very difficult. But in that time, I was just only one maybe between all old organization, new specialist, and of course, it was very difficult. To have cooperation with a great specialist, and it was very hard to learning. But when I need maybe 5 years, I'm just I spent 5 years to start to understand what is this tourism and how to do it. First 8 years, I'm practice it on the outbound tourism. Then in one day when I stop. And find myself so to promote country which is very famous. I think it's very easy, but is it possible to promote my motherland? Because it's you know we are in the middle of Central Asia. In some country when I'm traveling, they don't know where we are. So and I'm trying to change my direction and start. Mm-hmm. First, my course, it was in with the UNESCO support Uzbek tourism from the Central Asia, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and China. First, my experience was as a studying how to be international guide. Then, after pass my exams, I find another course for become as a trainer. For preparing international guide. Why? because we have too much difficult with the specialist in the guiding. Because my opinion, the guide is an ambassador of our culture, of our ethnography, historical. And of course, I'm starting from the very, very first steps again. 5 years I spent for learning what is this tourism. Then till now, I'm doing million kinds of exchange program. I'm alumni of American Embassy.
So how is, I wonder, how is your business doing before the pandemic? Could you tell us? You just heard Azamat saying that 2019 was an amazing year. What was it like for you?
For us, 2019 was not amazing. It was normally as we have program. But for us, the best case, it was in 2015. We have more than eight, if in a, so in money, more than 8 million income, you know, it was very great. And maybe at home, I only from the full season, I was staying maybe 10 or 12 days. We was too much busy. And after 2015 until 2018, it was great. And in 2019, our president, make, new order to make a free 53 countries to have a without visa they can enter to us. But as you know, we are bordering with Afghanistan. Of course, always our government is checking for the safe.
And so how things have been? So how things have been since the pandemic began? How are you doing now?
Oh, in pandemic. This is, if I will tell the pandemic is very bad, it's mean I couldn't tell anything because from one side, pandemic make us more awake. So don't thinking. So tourism will develop year by year. So you should have like this problem. And of course, we start to teach each other to our team how to work. So we are trying to supporting domestic tourism. And of course, we are writing to many international organizations. So to be with us as a donor, we are doing my own company. We are doing first development for new itineraries in pandemic period. 9 months I was working on it. And of course, half of this project I'm doing by myself, half is USAID, Future Grow Alternative. They help to us. And 1 month ago, I finished this, my project. And just now I'm ready to invite my guests because I have new four itineraries on the best ways in Tajikistan, which is no any company and was not developing an international standard.
This is great. So you mentioned domestic tourism. Do you work a lot with local Tajik tourists? Is there a lot of interest?
Yes, we are working a lot with maybe with a young generation, with a student, with a school, because the adult, our big generation, they maybe know more than us. But we are trying to find for them something interesting. We have weekends tours or day tours for special for our domestics who can spend their weekends. It was pandemic was the main goals, you know, how our people start to understand. So in Tajikistan, we also have very great places. But on that case, we are, as you know, I think in everywhere just now, these things, we are mountaineering country. And of course, we use too much car. This is very safety here. Sometimes our trip, maybe just only car will come like a ticket from Tajikistan to Dubai and then round trip. Of course, some of our people don't like to spend too much money to see their own history. Of course, they like to visit Antalya or Dubai. But we are just working on it. We're trying to find for them so they were not thinking. So this is just ordinary program, always I preparing more than 60 one days tours or day off, how I call this, and there are also you can in one day see something. After what you can imagine what is Tajikistan are and why you need to visit one more time. We are trying on it.
Amazing. Azamat, you have a similar experience in organizing tours for domestic clients. And I've noticed that in the past maybe 2-3 years, a number of companies in Kyrgyzstan started offering this 1-day or 2-day hiking trips to the mountains. Are you seeing this interest on the right, and is affordability also an issue like in Tajikistan?
Actually, yes. So after I graduate from school, I moved to Bishkek, and I actually at that time, even 2016, I noticed that there were some travel companies organizing tours to Alarcha, to Issyk-Kul for 1-2 days trips. And what's the real boost for the inside travel in Kyrgyzstan was, I guess, Instagram and TikTok. Because, you know, some people see on Instagram, on TikTok, amazing videos of at the very beautiful places. And they say, oh, okay, and they think, okay, I want such video. I want to visit this place. And they start looking for local travel organizing companies like or Ketik mostly, or Ulus Travel. In Osh, we have Ketikosh and Osh Trips. And I think, yeah, they want to travel not because it's cool, but because they want to have really nice memories. They want to have more photos. And yeah, and I think it's an amazing opportunity for not only for business, but for our citizens too who are traveling, because it's a really nice contribution to their experience, to their knowledge of their own country, and it will be developing for sure. I can see the tendency here, and there are so many new places, there are so many undiscovered places for them, and yeah, like in I reckon that in future 1-3 years, like it's gonna be boosting again. And but however, like, you know, and however, like, as I speak to travel companies, they say, you know, yeah, like you can organize tours for locals, but local prefer other things other than foreign visitors, because most if foreign visitor wants to go to the mountain, mostly our local tourists, they prefer just to hike a bit and have the shashlik, to organize a picnic, you know. It's mostly about having a fun, not discovering the place. But anyway, it's a very nice tendency for our economy and also for our citizens' knowledge and experience.
Mm-hmm. Before we continue, so just a quick reminder that if you'd like to ask a question or share your opinion on the subject that we're discussing today, you can indicate that you want to speak up by pressing the request button on your mobile app, or you can send a direct message to @RFERL or reply to a tweet pinned in these spaces. Azamat, what do you think are the main obstacles to the development of tourism in Kyrgyzstan?
There are a lot, actually, but the main obstacle is right now is the tickets, like from Europe, from America, from Australia, from East or Southeast of Asia is too expensive for them, because like comparing to the tickets like the similar countries like or maybe Mongolia or maybe to Dubai or Turkey, like it's better. Like just 2 days ago, one of the really big shots in tourism, he complained about the tourists, the group of tourists from Europe, they complained that the ticket from, like, I don't know, maybe it was Barcelona or Milan, it was very expensive for them, and they were going to refuse coming to Kyrgyzstan. And like that travel organizer, he lost his clients and actually he lost his money. So this one is the obstacle that we have some problems with very low costers. And another problem is like many tourists, like when I meet them, they say, you know, you are the first guy who can explain his ideas in English, because tourists coming from Europe and they speak mostly English as their own language, and they actually have problems with communication with our local people because some tourists are backpackers, some tourists, they travel with the tour guide, with the travel company, you know. Sometimes they have a guide, sometimes they don't have a guide, and they want to communicate, they want to speak, they want to ask questions, our local people, you know, but they can't, and our people, they're a bit shy, and there's a communication problem, actually. And third problem is that right now, that our infrastructure problem, like, in order to get, like, to Kelso, you have to spend on the road at least 8 hours, or if you're coming from, I don't know, from Narin or from Kochkor or from Bishkek, or even, but if you're coming from Osh, like, it's going to take the whole day, you know, and the road is not so good. And, like another problem is that it's a toilet. Like, you know, especially in villages, like tourists, they prefer to go to the mountains, and in the mountains we have villages. In villages, like our local Kyrgyz people, they still don't have an inside toilet, and it's kind of really unusual to see for our visitors. And they feel uncomfortable when they see that, when they discover that we don't have a shower in villages, you know. But however, it will be solved, I believe, like in future 5 years at least. And this year, our president, he wrote a decree to fund a tourism support fund. I don't know about it, but however, and they're aspiring to build toilets in like most visited places in Kyrgyzstan by tourists. And I think, yeah, this is the main problems. And also, our Umid Ece actually mentioned that even right now, tourism is a very attractive business. But however, we don't have real professionals in tourism business, you know. Sometimes it's really a huge problem to find a good guide who knows that area, who can speak in English, or maybe who can speak in German or French, and sometimes you cannot find a good, trustworthy driver, you know, sometimes because some of them are busy, some of them are not in the location, some of them, they don't have a car, maybe they have some problems in their car, so, like this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Umeda, we just heard Azamat. What are the main obstacles to development of tourism in Tajikistan?
Oh, maybe I will repeat the mud words. Of course, this is, I think, the main problem in Central Asia, this very high price of the ticket. But we are working with Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan as a combi tours. We have too much combi tours, so we help each other. For example, if the group will arrive to Tashkent, of course, they will be more staying in Tashkent or in Kyrgyzstan more than 10 days. And then they will try in 3 days to see Tajikistan and then go back. But it's impossible in 3 days, just only we can show them city tours. I don't know. This is the main problem for all of us, how to come, because we are in very far away. Our segments is Europe, US, Russia Federation, and we are providing active tours, eco tours, trekking, so hiking, historical. We have more than astronomy tours. So we have different kinds of programs and trying to, but I'm not use TikTok because I think to open the history page, it's enough for that person who want to know how the person is living before and how they are doing. I always call our tourism. So if you want to be in the 17th century, so you can come to us because we still have this kind of village, this kind of places, what is not changing. And as a old period, they have very interesting activity there, you know, we'll promote this one. But of course, and the next is our main problem is marketing, you know. Our marketing is very weak. We are trying, we are participate in different kinds of trainings to teach, to learn our company is very close working with the community-based. I think this is the main with whom we should be very, very with attention, because they do half of our work. And of course, through our tourists, it's very help to our mountaineering regions to create new jobs. You know, we are very close working with them. Homestays, trying to teach them from our experience. And of course, it will be for our reputation is also good, because the tourists cannot see, and we cannot to show them only our best places. And I think the ticket, when ticket will be maybe a low price, our tourists would like to more visit us. And but for protect nature, we also should take care about our nature, because to invite too much people, we also trying to lost our beauty of the nature and of course ecology. But for COVID, just now I'm waiting, you know. So for COVID, our much programs is going only in open space, so it's very safety for the tourists. And here you can have fun time here, because if you will visit Tajikistan in summertime, you can find four seasons in a time. So for example, in Dushanbe, in a capital, it will be very hot. When we will try to drive to the mountaineering there, you are wearing hot coat, because, and also you can in our glaciers meet the snow. So it's very amazing. But of course, I think the problem, we should work on them. Of course, the ticket price, we cannot do it by ourselves. We need government support, and marketing also need huge money to promote. We have million kinds. So in 4-hour region, you can find the different from each other ethnography, historical. You can by only dressing. Yeah.
Yes. So, speaking of promotion and marketing, how you said that your business doesn't use social media, right? So how do you imagine Tajikistan should be promoted?
No, just now we are thinking about to promote through social media, but because we are trying to visit million kinds of tourism fairs, we are doing, but it's very slowly grown up, you know. And just now we are working with Instagram, with Facebook, but not TikTok. Just now, today you helped me open Twitter, because I don't use it, this one. And promote, we are always trying through our diplomatic offices in the different countries. And of course, the main question is to get visa for our tour operators, so they can travel and they can promote, advertise our size. So it's need to be in touch with all. I think the tourism, it's all about that nationality, and diplomatics and government sector and private sector, they should work together. And the main goal just only promote. But here I think more travel tour operators, more hard working, then, because we should to show them in another development countries how it's working. Just now, maybe half our people don't use social media, you know, and you are not be surprised on it, because always right, like in Soviet Union, this all by letter sent, and just now yes. It's open, you know. Just now
thank
we're
you.
Trying to do.
Thank you, Azamat. How do you think Kyrgyzstan should be promoted to foreign visitors? What should be the unique selling point?
That's a very good question. Actually, I don't know about Tajikistan, but in Kyrgyzstan, by in In terms of promoting Kyrgyzstan, we are really good at it because we have really cool guys, bloggers, who like with their drones and cameras, they take pictures, they record videos, you know, and they publish them on Instagram. And it actually reached more than 100,000 views, you know, each time. And I think Instagram is the best place, and also TikTok. It's a best social media apps for promoting Kyrgyzstan, and like guys who are passionate about like going to see new places and tell about to their subscribers, you know, it's amazing. And most people like they it all actually motivates them to travel to those places and discover and to see, like, you know, to put more lists, to put more destinations in their bucket list. But however, Instagram is about you can. It's like, you know, you also watch videos about Italy, but it doesn't mean that you will go to Italy immediately. Yeah, we have more serious promotion projects. I have one idea about actually promoting Kyrgyzstan is like to invite some Hollywood company and let them give them a really cool location according to their script. And, you know, and say like it's Kyrgyzstan, like, you know, I know that some tourists they admire some film directors and they want to visit the places where the film was shot. You know, it's also one way. And second way is like it's example of the world nomads games. You know, it has, you know, before this event, actually the numbers of tourists coming to Kyrgyzstan was a bit low, but after this event went away, like after this event passed, and like, you know, the number of tourists increased immediately, and it was a really good example of how to promote Kyrgyzstan. We definitely must do and organize such events more in future. And I don't know, like, you know, mostly I get my tourists from Instagram. I think it's Instagram. It's the best, actually, option to invite tourists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations for, like, hidden gems in Kyrgyzstan that you would recommend to visit?
Yeah, like, if we talk about overall Kyrgyzstan, I think Çatkal Valley, which is located in Jalalabad region, is one of the most unspoiled and undiscovered places right now. And the sceneries, the mountains, the forests, the rivers are really fascinating there. Like, I know some guides who are working in those area, and like by watching their photos and videos on Instagram, you know, I immediately wanted to go there, to Çatkal Valley. And I should also mention Asian Patagonia. The original name is Kerepşin Gorge, which is located in Batken region. Actually, it's very popular among alpinist mountain climbers who go at least 200 or 300 alpinists each summer. They go there. Right now, they're climbing really high mountains, probably more than 5,000 meters above sea level. And the scenery, it looks like Patagonia, real Patagonia, which is located in Argentina. And the mountains are really fascinating. Like it's a total different planet, you know. And the third probably place I would recommend to visit is my homeland, my Alay Valley, Alay Mountains, especially my village. And when you say about Alay Mountains to any tourists, they say, yeah, actually I'm going there. I want to go. I want to visit the Peak of Lenin base camp, or the nearby Tupacroa Lake. Yeah, they're fascinating. But at the same time, along the way, as you ride the Pamir Highway, you can visit, you can stop, you know, in my village, you can stop in place which is called Uçtepe to see and even swim in the lake, which we call Gecigekul, or some local tourists, they invented the name Emerald Lake because the color of this water is emerald. It's absolutely fascinating green. And like 4 or 5 days ago, I went there with the tourists, and we swam, and the water was wonderful. And yeah, and my village is actually called by tourists Switzerland in Kyrgyzstan, because the shape of the mountains, you know, mountains are white rocks. And one tourist said to me, like, it reminded me Caucasus and Italian Alps. And like, it was a very fascinating, you know, just to hear that your village is compared, like, it looks like Italy or Switzerland. Yeah. So
yeah, that's a great compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And first is Çatal, second is Batken, ancient Patagonia, and third, Alay Woli, Murdash, and Üçtepe villages.
Okay, great. I'll make sure to write everything down. Umeda, is there a place or places that you could recommend for everyone to visit?
Yes, of course. You know, our mountains is very young and old walls. So I'm talking just now about Pamir Highway. We have special city, which is in 4,200 above sea level, where in the time of the Great Silk Road, they're leaving the silver miners. And still now, when you will hike to there, and you will see how the people before live. And one thing is interesting, how the another nationality, another country, they are coming with a camel to buy silver from Pamir and then go. So, and the famous places, we have the home museum of Mubaraki Vahoni. Also, we mentioned him, Leonardo da Vinci from the Yang. Yang, this is village in Pamir. And of course, we have the coldest river in Pamir. It's named the Bulunkul. This is in summer, in winter, you will find just only freeze, and there inside is live fish, and it's the amazing to travel. And of course, the famous road M41. So this is the main valleys. We have there Bartang, Vahan valleys. They are very famous. And of course, by step of Great Games. Great Games, this is play games between Russia and Great Britain Imperial, how to divide Tajikistan and how Afghanistan has come out, you know. There's very cool places for visiting and listening to of the history, how it was in those time and how the people is living in the mountaineering regions. And of course, to introduction with their kitchen, they have very interesting kind of food, which is very healthy and very ecological. Of course, I can continue until tomorrow, which place I can recommend for you.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
everyone must book a trip to Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan today.
One thing let me add, we have one place for special alpine liker. It's named in my language, Zamin Karor. It's mean land is not moving. There we have one mountains in Maghrib region. When everywhere earthquake is happen, why the alpine people is like this mountain never as a magic, it's don't moving, you know, and it's need to 10 days by trekking there, but it's fantastic. You will go, they cannot understand our civilization, so they didn't see maybe how to take bath. They still now from the glacier have water, and we have interesting tour package. The tourists like to stay for 2-3 nights and see how our people is living there without shop, without supermarkets, without huge kinds of cars, you know. Till now, donkey is doing work, lady is cooking, and you will see and you will feeling yourself as you are come back to this great Silk Road times. It's very fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much. We don't have much time left, but we have some time for a question, to take a question from a listener now. We can bring him in. I believe it's Kovshai Israel. Hello. Hello, do we have a listener with a question?
Hi.
Who requested?
Yes, good afternoon. Yeah, my name is Gucci. I'm from originally from Pakistan, and I'm here in Dubai. My question is about the tourism in Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, especially this summer. Like, we have plans that we have tourism coming here, and mostly to travel to, people are going these days to many countries like Azerbaijan. I have seen a lot of Turkey, and also Tobago. Georgia. If you can tell me some places here in Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, we can also prefer the year to start the trips over, to take the tourist over there to these areas. Thank you.
So your question is for recommendations. So our speakers just gave us a bunch of amazing tips on places to visit.
I think I was late. I joined it very late, and I couldn't. If you can, if you want, I will send my email. You can share with me the details.
Yes, you can listen to the recording of this talk.
Yeah, it is recorded.
It's going to be available. Yes. Thank you very much for your question, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for giving me a mic.
Thanks to our guests and listeners for joining this Twitter space today, and to RVRL for hosting it. Don't miss a new episode next Thursday. Please help us improve this series by sending your suggestions or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about. You can DM me or @RVRL. Have a great day.